The story of the man who invented cat's eyes, rather well phrased, I think. The original letter from Graham actually was dead dull, so I've actually juiced it up a bit. It says here, Sir Percy lived in a... This is the man who invented cat's eyes. Have I said that? I think I might have established that. Sir Percy, inventor of cat's eyes, lived in a rather remote area of northeast England. Then merely Mr. Percy Shaw, he used to be a very enthusiastic fan of Newcastle Brown Ale, and he would drive from his home to the nearest pub some 5 miles distant, along a twisting, poorly maintained country lane. This in order to partake of his Newcastle Brown at the public house. His enthusiasm would frequently get the better of him, and his journey home became confused, sometimes taking the entire night to complete. A retired engineer, Sir Percy devised the cat's eye as a means of guiding himself home after his sense of direction had been removed by an excess of alcohol. Ironically enough, the success of this application of invention was his ultimate downfall when he followed a newly laid path of eyes onto an inappropriate lane of a busy motorway. I'm actually not touching this. This is Graham's own writing here. An inappropriate lane of a busy motorway. And then he says, in return for that information, Dan, can you play... Oh, he's let himself down in a new ELO single, can you imagine? Anyway, and he's promised to write to us again and let us know all about the truth behind the death of the suffragette who threw herself in front of the King's Horse at the Grand National. Or not, as you wish. Graham Ashley of South Croydon. Thanks for that. I heard, on a phone in this week, disgrace. I'm just hearing there about the truth behind the death of the suffragette on the Grand National.
It was a derby, anyway.
Huh? Ah, that's the truth behind it. It was actually the race was erroneously called the Derby, when in fact, I don't know the truth behind it. But I've had a lot of phone calls this week of people whinging, and let's face it, whinging about the census. You know, horrible, dreary, no-life people who are obviously just trying to whip up some kind of conspiracy to give their dull, horrible, meaningless lives a little bit of edge, saying, well, you know, do we have to return... I mean, where does this information go? What are you telling people? Your name? You know, how many people live in your house? Come on, fill it in and send it back. Don't be so dreary. I mean, one after the other, ringing up going, you know, I'd like to know. I mean, they say there's no access to it. What's so special about you, bub? Got something to hide? I wonder, very few people thought McCarthy had things pretty much right first time around. Got the subject wrong. But otherwise, I don't see why people's lives should be lived in dread and fear of every knock at the door. I know Adrian's is.